You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Paul Lazarus. In the 1980s, I produced and hosted a radio series called Anything Goes, a celebration of the American musical theater. Now the Broadway Podcast Network is bringing back these shows. Today, the conclusion of a three-part look at the career of legendary writing partners Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt. Jones and Schmidt are best known for their amazing shows, The Fantastics, I Do, and 110 in the Shade. This program was originally broadcast in 1980 in celebration of the 20th anniversary of The Fantastics.
Did you expect My Cup Runneth Over to become such a big success as it did? I mean, that really came out of that score like
it came very close to being cut at one point, and it was actually
Mary. It was cut.
It was Mary who kept it in the show. But it's interesting about that becoming a hit because Ed Ames recording which really launched it, and he had done the same thing had happened with Try to Remember. It was his recording that really got it off the ground because he appeared one night on the Johnny Carson show.
Although the Belafonte recording,
Harry Belafonte was
very
the first,
respectable, yeah. had been out for a couple of years before that,
yeah.
Actually.
And I, the Belafonte recording is still my favorite. I think it's just a gorgeous recording.
It's amazing how a moment on Johnny Carson can make so much difference.
Yeah,
the song, as we had always liked it a lot, and people liked it, but as written, it was written exactly in the way that Ed Ames sang it, which was that long-held note on love, you know, which is we figured the signature and the distinctive thing about the song. Well, that was hard for Mary and Bob to sustain, particularly in an evening where they were doing, like, on stage 2.5 hours.
Right. And also, as it came out of the staging, it was a quiet moment, and it seemed pretentious to stand there holding this.
And also, I mean, Bob Preston is a wonderful singer-actor, but he's not like a long line ballad person who's going to stand there and hold a note for like those many bars.
You know,
that's not natural or comfortable to him. So since that seemed to be the distinctive thing about the song, we all agreed, well, we'll just have to let it go. And then Mary came and she said, you know, that is such a sweet little song. She said, why don't we just do it and not hold that note so long? So that's what, in fact, they did on stage. And Gower said, well, let me see. I don't know. He says, I'm not sure, but it doesn't pay off. But he says, if we don't go for applause at the end of it, so she's pregnant, in the scene where she's very pregnant.
Right.
So they did the song in a nice, he staged it in a nice, simple way. And in the last time she sings, my cup runneth over with, and she grabs her stomach. And he says, oh my God, is it ready? And starts to get it. So they don't go for applause. So it was always ironic then, unexpectedly, the Ed Ames thing came out, and unexpectedly it was this huge hit. And people would come to the show. And, you know, like when you
that's all they wanted to see.
And when you heard Hello, Dolly, you know what I mean? They do, if you, I don't know if you noticed, but they do go for applause at the end of the Hello, Dolly number.
Yes,
you
I
might
know.
Say. Yeah. But
there was no way to avoid it, was
there was the hit song of the show. And, like, we just, again, it's typical of what you were saying. The show is melded together. And that big song, they didn't even go for applause. But the plot went forward.
Sometimes in the morning, when shadows are deep, I lie here beside you, just watching you sleep. And sometimes I whisper what I'm thinking of. My cup runneth over with a love.
Sometimes in the evening, when you do not see, I study the small things you do constantly. I memorize moments that I'm fondest of. My cup runneth over with love. In only a moment we both will be old. We won't even notice the world turning cold. And so in this moment, with sunlight above, my cup runneth over with love.
Mary Martin and Robert Preston giving their wonderful rendition of My Cup Runneth Over from I Do, I Do. Back to an interview with Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt, my guests today on Anything Goes, in celebration of the momentous occasion of the Fantastic's 20th anniversary.
On May 3rd, 1960, a show opened at the Sullivan Street Playhouse called Fantastic's, and it's been running ever since. And one of the reasons to have you on this program is to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Fantastics, and I just wanted to congratulate you. I mean, that is a monument. There's no other way to describe it, is that it's second to the Mousetrap in London. It's probably the longest running show of all time.
Yeah,
I believe.
Yes, it is.
That is nothing to hem and haw about. It's worth celebrating.
When Harvey and I first arrived in New York, we were working on a book musical based on Romeo and Juliet, sort of a spin-off. Only in our book musical, the situation was that the boy was Anglo and the girl was Spanish. And the girl's name was Maria. And we even had a song called Maria, which we subsequently abandoned. But to open that musical, there was a song by sort of bandit narrator who came out and in a presentational way invited the audience, invoked them to participate in the spirit of the evening.
Come on along with me, follow along with me, back to a world that is easy and slow. Follow along with me, follow the song with me, let's go see how it was long ago. Go riding down the chalky canyon of a dream, floating beneath the rippling blueness of a phantom stream. Let's go back beyond the smart of you, back to that special childlike part of you, back where your dreams are fancy free. Follow along.
Well, that song was all right, I suppose, but it had some elements that we found questionable, particularly that I found questionable lyrically, that is to say, back beyond the smart of you, to that special childlike part of you, begin to sound like a children's radio program. So we decided to try another version of the same follow type song, and this is that version.
Try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were a tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow.
Harvey Schmidt and Tom Jones performing the original opening number of the Fantastics, Come On Along With Me, and the magical song that eventually replaced it, Try to Remember. You're listening to Anything Goes. I'm your host, Paul Lazarus. The recordings you heard were made exclusively for this program celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Fantastics. When Schmidt and Jones originally conceived the Fantastics, they first envisioned a book musical based on the traditional Romeo and Juliet story. Then they heard about a show called West Side Story.
How did you discover that the Sondheim, Jerome Robbins piece was being done? Did you read it one day in an article somewhere? Or?
I don't recall now the sequence of that, exactly when it happened.
Because we worked
on it as a big musical for several years. And then it wasn't until one day Ward Baker said, I'm directing 3 one-act plays up in Barnard, and I'd like to do a musical for one of them. If you can give me something in 2 weeks that I can direct for that, I'd love to do it. So we decided this. We were getting nowhere with this thing. It was so huge and just collapsing under
its own
weight.
And it was heavy, too. It was pretty serious, a lot of serious elements, you know.
We decided to throw all that out and just do it as light, in as simple a way as we could. And we did a total reversal on it and wrote, in those 2 weeks, mostly the bulk of what is now in the first act of the Fantastics.
Uh-huh.
And so we put it on. That's where Laurie Noto saw it. And then commissioned us to turn it into 2 acts, which we fought then after having finally thrown out all this stuff and done it as a 1 act. We thought, God, no, we don't want to do it as 2 acts. We wanted to do a review with the first act. And, of course, that probably wouldn't have run. I mean, not to the extent that it has today or become the thing that it has.
Yeah.
Laurie absolutely insisted that we do it as 2 acts, and we fought that for quite a long time.
Amazing. The critics weren't really receptive to the show when it first opened. What kept it going?
Oh, it was really word of mouth. The reviews were not all bad.
No, they were not very bad, really.
We had some very good reviews.
Uh-huh. Really.
And even the Times and the Tribune, I mean, said very good things. They just were not money reviews, so-called money reviews. And all the smart people in the theater advised Laurie Noto to close it, you know, based on those reviews. And at that time, we still thought he was an eccentric millionaire. But it turned out he took his life savings, which was $3,000, and kept the show going those early days.
Okay.
During which, then we had a lot of theater people came down, and it was sort of an avant-garde show, and the word of mouth was among people in the profession, and that kept us going for a while.
What really made the show sell, like, in the third year or something, second or third year, a version was done on Hallmark Hall of Fame on television.
Oh, is that the one with Burt Lahr and Stanley Holloway?
That's right, yes. And again, Susan Watson. And John Davidson being like the first thing.
And Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah. And that version, which we in some ways didn't like that much because it had to be much reduced. It was 1 hour, and of course you have room for the commercials and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
And nevertheless, that immediately following that, it not only didn't hurt the show, which people thought that it would, Laurie did a number of smart things, unorthodox things. One is he released it for secondary rights when we were in our fourth month or something like that. And immediately there started to be productions, which started bringing in income to help them survive there. But it also began to be spread the name. Then the next thing is he did is allow it to be done on television. And that gamble paid off. Like immediately, the next night, we were sold out, and we were sold out virtually every seat for like 5 years.
Oh, by the way, how's your garden?
Oh, growing.
Mine too.
So dependable. Gardens go on growing.
Oh, yes, indeed, they do.
I tell you, I love vegetables.
True, I love them too.
Plant a radish, get a radish, never any doubt.
That's why I love vegetables, you know what you're about.
Plant a turnip, get a turnip, maybe you'll get two. That's why I love vegetables, you know that they'll come through.
They're dependable,
and they're befriendable.
They're the best pal our parents ever known.
While with children,
it's bewildering. You don't know until the seed is nearly grown just what you've sown.
So plant a carrot,
get a carrot, not a Brussels sprout. That's why I love vegetables, you know what you're about.
Life's merry
if it's very vegetarian.
A man who plants a garden is a very happy man. Plant a beanstalk, get a beanstalk, just the same as Jack. Then if you don't like it, you can always take it back. But if your issue doesn't kiss you, then I wish you luck. For once you've planted children, you're absolutely stuck. Every turnip green, every kidney bean, every plant grows according to the plot. While with progeny, it's hot progeny. For as soon as you think you know what kind you've got, it's what they're not. So plant a cabbage, get a cabbage, not a sauerkraut. That's why I love vegetables, you know what you're about. Life is merry if it's very vegetarian. A man who plants a garden is a very happy man. A vegetarian.
From the TV version of The Fantastics, a one-hour truncated version of the show, Burt Lahr and Stanley Holloway sang Plant a Radish.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Next, one of my personal favorites from the score to The Fantastics, Soon It's Gonna Rain, the original cast recording.
Stops at all. We live and love within. the floor will bind it over with leaves and run inside to stay. Come run inside to stay, for soon it's gonna rain. I can see it, I can feel it. Run inside, and then we'll let it rain. We'll not feel it, then we'll let it rain. Rain down. Complain.
Happy ending.
If it never stops at
then
all,
then we'll let it rain. Why complain? We'll live and love within our walls.
Happily we'll live and love, no cares at all.
Happily we'll live and love
within our castle.
Kenneth Nelson and Rita Gardner from the original cast of The Fantastics, a show which celebrates its 20th anniversary on May 3rd. In honor of that occasion, my guests today on Anything Goes are composer Harvey Schmidt and book and lyric writer Tom Jones. As I mentioned, that was Kenneth Nelson and Rita Gardner performing Soon It's Gonna Rain. If you were impressed with that performance, well, you should be, because as Harvey and Tom told me, Kenneth Nelson had broken his arm only one day before the recording session took place. So with his arm in a cast and in great pain, he managed that incredible interpretation of Soon It's Gonna Rain, as well as all the other songs he had to record that day. Now back to a pre-recorded interview with Harvey Schmidt and Tom Jones.
Do you have any idea of how many productions of Fantastics are done on the average year? I can't even imagine.
There have been over 8,000 productions.
Yeah. There.
You mean, what do you mean by that? In total or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the quarterly statements, it probably averages out, I would figure this, wouldn't you figure about 200 or per quarter, in other words, per 3 months or something? That seems like a fair figure, I would think.
At this point. I can believe that, absolutely.
About 200 or
250 and in high schools alone, I mean.
Yeah, although it's not done as much in high schools. It's done more in colleges and community theaters. It's not done that often in high schools.
Uh-huh. It's done mostly in community theaters, actually.
Yeah. Birdie is done in high schools. That's the big number in high schools. Uh-huh. But for one thing, there's the rape song and everything, and the people, they don't know how to deal with that.
Oh, really?
In their innocence, we got a thing about a Catholic girl school where they just changed the rape song to Snatch. You can get the snatch polite, emphatic, you can get the snatch polite, and so forth. But that's what I call innocence.
In this show, Harvey, do you have any favorite piece? I mean, this must be really difficult.
You mean the score?
Yeah. I mean, if you really had to lock into one song.
Well, curiously, I'm still very fond of Try to Remember, and it's not just because it was like a big hit. It's become very much a standard. And I just... remember when we wrote it, I loved it then, and it still gives me enormous pleasure. I mean, I enjoyed today playing it on the piano. Uh-huh. I really do. And so I'm very fond of that for many, many reasons.
Well, I just want to re-congratulate you on the event upcoming on the 20th anniversary of The Fantastics, and thank you for all your time.
I'll add one other last thing. Is one thing about, you know, Jerry Orbach and those people and so forth, they were one of, it's been terrific. Over all these years, we've worked almost exclusively with new people arriving in New York, and we've had a chance to work with some incredibly talented young people, which has been one of the major pleasures of the Fantastics.
Try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and grain was yellow.
follow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were a tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Try to remember when life was so tender that love was an ember about to billow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Remember the fire of September that made us mellow. Deep in December, our hearts should remember and follow.
Down the wall.
No, leave the wall. Remember, you must always leave the wall.
Deep in December, it's nice to remember, although you know the snow will follow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, without a hurt, the heart is hollow. Deep in December, nice to remember the fire of September that made us mellow. Deep in December, our hearts should remember and follow.
You've been listening to the conclusion of a three-part series devoted to legendary writing partners Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt. Anything Goes Backstage with Broadway's Best is produced and hosted by Paul Lazarus. For more information, visit anythinggoespl.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate and follow us. Thanks for listening.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.